All right, let's get to business. Welcome aboard. And this is one of the shows you dread doing as a radio host. You hate doing shows like this. Because if you play it one way, I think you're a delusional shill. And I think if you play it the other way, rightfully, people are going to go, why are you bleeping on my shoes? So I think there's one way for us to play this. So today, the Tigers won another meaningless baseball game because their season is over.
Javi!
They're buried. I'm ignoring you. They're buried at five games under 500. They're eight games out in the wild card. And the sweep of the Mariners could have and should have meant something. But they lost the right to that because their season got off the rails. So Rico and I talked about this. The way to play this today is the following. What is the biggest what if with this team? What is the thing that if it were different, we'd be able to take the air today while you guys are driving home from the ballpark and talk about how meaningful a sweep of the Mariners was? Or maybe they had moved into the wild card or further to wild card lead. What is the biggest what if that would have turned this all around? And I know, all smarm aside, there's not one. This isn't going to be a yell fest about, well, duh, they should have signed a bat. No, I think it's more nuanced. I think there are other options, but I struggle. I've said this to Rico. The guys know it, and I think you guys have listened to this show long enough in every iteration of it. I struggle with once team is bad and out of it, you can kindly, from a professional level, not humanity, I'm saying professionally, just die. Just lose. Lose 100 games.
Leave.
No, I'm saying just leave, die, whatever.
Like, go full White Sox.
Yeah, like I don't care anymore because you've taken away my ability to care. Don't you dare try to get it back when you're only going to hurt me in the end. So that's what I do with my football team, my baseball team, or anything in between. So what the Tigers are doing right now, you're right, kindly leave. I don't care. Yeah. And maybe they'll get within five of the wild card or six, and then it'll be back out to 9 or 10.
I know.
I'm not interested.
And this kind of comes on the whole AJ disingenuous. You know, it's amazing what happens when you add one bat, and it's like, are you serious?
Right, and then the next day they have two total hits.
Right, but it's
it plays.
Are you serious? And it's like, do you know, like, if you would have just done anything, we would be playing some meaningful baseball right now.
We'd be doing a fired up show today.
Right.
I'd be hitting chair drops over the back of Munoz.
Right.
We'd be partying. And instead, I can't. Look, if you think we're yucking it up like the TV crew, you're out of your effing mind. That's the most disingenuous thing I've ever seen. Benetti's embarrassing himself. Bottom line, I think the what if is torque. I do. Even above my free agency stuff.
No, I'm laughing. Because we haven't talked about that.
Right. But that's think my, about if he was mostly who they thought that he'd be.
Mm-hmm.
What if he was not 40? What if he was the 30 home run hitter? You know, a 750 OPS guy, not even 800 or 850, 750.
Mm-hmm.
And he were just here every day. And he were helping them.
Yeah.
Would they be three or four games better? A couple games out of the wild card, Rico?
I do believe that, Mike. For one, you would have another legitimate piece to your core that we're waiting on. That's no smarm, but that's just you would have a quarter of your infield locked down for the next 7 years or so. Like, you would have your first baseman. Who would drive in runs? Who would give you a pop in the bat? Somebody that you could put in the third, fourth, or fifth spot and drive in runs. Absolutely. Yes. That to me is the biggest what, like, if this guy had just been what we thought he was going to be, what we thought he was at the end of the year, yeah, I would be feeling a lot better about the progress of the core and saying, okay, we're not that far away. And yeah, I do think if he were playing that way, Mike, that's probably good for about five or six games that they could have won.
Could be injuries. You could make a case that Kerry Carpenter's injury. You can make a case that Mize's injury. You could play that game, Parker Meadows. I don't know. I just wanted to know. Because it sucks to sit here and you can't get amped up about a team winning a few ball games because they've killed your ability to do so.
But,
and unless you're sitting there, you know, shilling it up for the 1901 club and you got tickets to move, any level-headed human being sees a team that's five under and eight out of the wild card and you go, yeah, and what? But it sucks. We should be able to be excited today. Rico and I talked about this. This should have been a team that was able to have a winning record this year. And I don't think they're going to do that. And we never got the ability to have a real pennant chase. We didn't.
But see, and that's just it. When you think about it, we talked about, well, you know, injuries and that. The other what if is something that you could control. In the offseason, you could have went out and you could have really added something to this team.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, well, we looked at the free agent market and we really didn't see anything that we like. Really? Nothing? Nothing.
Mark Canha? Yeah. Sorry. But I'd like to know from you guys. What is the what if? Because if you think about what Rico's talking about and whether it was a free agent bat or Torque just being who he was supposed to be, they never trade Jack Flaherty. And obviously, injuries have hurt the rotation. They're doing the best they can with the bullpen days. It's going to fade. You're not going to have days like this moving forward. And it just, you feel like they hurt you twice. Because they get in this spot where they're 8-9 games out of the wild card. And then they win 4 in a row and they do it in dramatic fashion in front of like 12 people. And you're like, damn it, that ballpark should be full. This should be exciting. This is what the end of summer is supposed to be. And it's not. Mm-hmm. So what is it? What is the biggest what if with this team? You want to play that free agency card? I get it. I think Torque would probably be the one. Because it was the most in their control. They had the player, and he was so dreadful.
Yeah.
He got exiled before Harvey.
Yeah. And it was, he's going to go down, and we're going to fix it. And I was like, I don't know.
I don't think he'll ever play here again.
I didn't want to be that person. As David would say, the deflator. But
make me be the bad guy.
No. But here we go. But when
you're dreading David's drop.
But when you hear... Well, he's having problems hitting a fastball. As you like to say, uh-oh.
Yeah, hello.
I mean, okay, curveball, I get it. Off-speed pitch, okay. Slider, yeah.
You can't hit fastballs at AAA for power, for damage. I don't know. So, yeah.
You got a career thing. You may have a career in coaching.
That works, too. A little tough to do if you're not friendly to taking coaching, which some of the reports have said, but I digress. 248-539-9797. What is the biggest what if with this Tigers team? The what if that held them back from you being able to be excited today. If you are excited about this win today, I don't want to talk to you because you're a different species and you can call Bally. Call their hotline. Maybe come Jason on. Benetti will talk to you.
Let's have.
I'm not interested.
Let's have a judgment-free man. They swept.
No.
In dramatic.
No,
fashion.
Because when people yuck it up about this, you actually empower the organization to continue giving you less. I won't tolerate.
You know what?
There's a rest of the day parts. You can call those shows.
You know what, Mike? You win.
That's it. That's all. I take it personal. We haven't made the playoffs
Mike,
in 10
Mike
years.
Mike just scored the touchdown play. All right.
I just dropped the gritty. So, no, I would like to know because I wish we could be pumped up. Imagine being able to talk about a pennant chase headed as the Lions are about to start their season.
Mm-hmm.
Ballpark would have looked like Jim Leland night, full, exciting, electric.
No, it's about to be full, but it's only because the Yankees are in town.
You're right. They do fill that place up.
So, yeah, it's going to be full for the weekend, but won't be your fans.
True. 248-539-9797. David, biggest what if for this team that prevents us from being excited today?
So all year, all off season, we've been hearing about the young guys and the core and building from there and finding the actual core for the team. So I'm going to go back to 2023 as my what if, and that's the trade deadline. Last year at the trade deadline, when we missed out on trading E-Rod, there could have been an individual that we got back in that deal that could have maybe in the second half of this year been up on this team possibly. That could have been maybe a part of the core, or we at least could have got that answer, and maybe they could have helped a little bit on a run starting in maybe June or May or something like that. So I'm going back to 2023 when we screwed up that trade deadline.
I mean, listen, I say it respectfully, a little bit of a reach. Considering Torque is right here, or the Matt Chapman saga, or Maeda. What about Maeda?
See, but here's the thing, and that is an offseason mistake.
I'm saying
by giving him 2 years versus Flaherty one.
And Maeda was supposed to be a stabilizing factor. So you have a guy who was horrific in April, which he usually is, but then he never settled. He never leveled out. He got hurt. Then he was so bad you had to move him to the pen. What if Maeda were the stabilizing force?
I hear you there. And the reason why I don't go with Torkelson, though, is because I'd never really believed in him. It was always a problem hitting the fastball, and that, to me, never was going to be fixed.
Okay. I want to know what the biggest what if is. Whether you're driving home from the ballpark or you're just sitting on your back porch, whatever it may be. But, yeah, I'm sorry. There's no yuck-yucks. I'm actually the type of fan, I get annoyed when teams decide to do this. Kindly leave. You better get your ass to that wedding. I don't care. They ruined our ability to be pumped up about it. What's the biggest what if? I think it's what if Torque had been what they expected him to be. Mm-hmm. How much different this all could have been. And yes, the free agency thing, it was insurance on Torque not being that. You're not wrong. There's always going to be multiple what ifs. What's the biggest one? We'll get to it next. 97.1.